Welcome back to the Suhai Gym as they announce the starting lineups for both teams here tonight. Boyne City comes in 1-0. They beat St. Ignace the other night, and that was a game that they won by 18 points, 68-50.
Wow.
They beat the Saints. So that tells you something about the type of team Suhai's going to face here tonight in the Boyne City Ramblers. Starting lineup for tonight's game for the Boyne City Ramblers, starting in the backcourt, number two is Jack Neer, also number four, Mason Wilcox. And then they have number five, and that's Aaron Best will start for this Boyne City team here tonight, along with the number 11, that's Alex Calcaterra, the coach's son, and Scotty Haley, number 35. Starting lineup for the Blue Devils tonight, same lineup as they went with last night here at the Suhai Gym, as the Blue Devils will go with Carter Olszewski in the backcourt. He's number three. He's a junior at 5'8". And also in the backcourt, number 11, Max Scott. He played very well, a junior did, and Max Scott in foul trouble last night, played through it. And he's in the backcourt, number 12, Nathan Kep, a sophomore at 6'3". You have Ryan LaPlante in the low post, a forward at 6' even. In the Newts, Jonah McShane, Denuccio McShane, 6'1", also in the starting lineup for Suhai. There's the tip controlled by Boyne City, and it's Haley. Off it goes to Calcaterra, a little left-handed runner up and in for Boyne City, and they're up 2-0 early on.
Well, that's what coaches love, if you can get a basket right off the tip.
Blue Devils have the ball moving left to right as seen in your radio dial, shooting at the north end basket. Home whites with the blue numerals, blue lettering for the Blue Devils again. Carter Olszewski with the ball up high, crossover dribble, a runner in the lane, it's short. The follow for LaPlante is up at, won't go. Goes out of bounds off of Olszewski and the Blue Devils. Boyne City ball up 2-0, 7:33 left here in the opening quarter in the Sioux.
I like LaPlante, how he anticipated the miss by Olszewski and got an offensive rebound and got an attempted shot off.
Now the Ramblers will bring the ball up the floor. This will be left wing side over to Neer. Neer free throw line extended for Boyne City as Olszewski defends. Now Calcaterra. Calcaterra with the ball up top. Calcaterra around the nooch, goes to the left hand, shot no good, and a foul as he attacks the rim. 7:14 to go, opening quarter. 2-0 Boyne City with the lead, and to the line will be number 11 for the Ramblers, and that's Alex Calcaterra.
Yeah, the Sioux did a good job of collapsing on the drive, but at the last minute, they reached their arms forward, and that's going to get you a foul called every time.
First free throw, no good. He'll shoot another. Will Calcaterra, 2-0 Boyne City, 7:14 left opening quarter. Blue Devil boys basketball tonight on Radio Sioux. Calcaterra misses the first, makes the second. Boyne City up 3-0 early on. Suhai walks the ball up the floor. It's Max Scott. Scott will push it up the floor. A little crossover dribble. Defended there by number four for Boyne City. And Olszewski is fouled as he comes away from a screen from Scott. 7:05 left opening quarter. Foul on the Ramblers. And it's on Aaron Bess, his first, team's first.
And Boyne City's playing man-to-man, picking up about three-quarters court.
Scott, left side of half court, has the ball. A crossover dribble now, shake and bake, trying to get around Wilcox. Left wing side, Kep in the lane, puts it up and no good. Rebound, Boyne City, and here come the Ramblers in transition. It's Neer, he has numbers. Neer stops and pops in the paint over Scott, up and in.
And as basketball on fast break, you stop right inside that free throw line to make a decision, shoot or pass.
5-0, Boyne City with a lead early on. Olszewski turns it over, bad pass. That was a very sloppy play as LaPlante was defended for it, and a great defensive play to knock it away by Aaron Bess. Now Bess of the Ramblers, left wing side for three. Calcaterra stops and pops. He drains that from downtown, and Fitz is going to need a timeout as Boyne City has started this game on an 8-0 run. 6:23 left opening quarter.
Yeah, Boyne City's done a great job playing man-to-man defense. They haven't really let the Sioux get any easy looks at the basket. And every time Boyne City gets the defensive rebound, they're pushing the ball up the court, trying to get the fast break points or get into the offense soon and get open shots, which they've been able to get pretty much any shot they wanted down the court.
Congratulations to Suhai Hockey earlier today at the D3 Challenge noon game. They beat Timmy Blashill's Big Rapids Cardinals 4-1 in that game at the Otsego Sportsplex, one of my least favorite places to broadcast. A 4-1 win for Suhai over Big Rapids. They're 3-4-1 of the year. They'll play Allen Park to finish up the D3 Challenge tomorrow, 2 o'clock in Gaylord.
Suhai inbounded.
Yep, nice job. as they bounce back after a couple tough losses last week against Escanaba. Three losses in a row, Sheboygan as well. They snapped that losing streak with a win today over Big Rapids. Sioux High with the ball, Max Scott gets it off to Oshelski. Blue Devils down 8-0. They need a bucket. Just over 6 minutes ago, opening quarter. Oshelski up high in the post. Terrible pass. And then LaPlante can't corral it. Here comes Boyne City behind the back. Razzle dazzle shot. No good. Haley, the follow won't go. Sioux High picks it up, and here come the Blue Devils. They'll bring it down. This is Max Scott. Scott, a little hesitation. Bounce pass over right corner. Now the Nooch with it. This is Jonah McShane. He'll roll up top. He'll spin move. Put it up. Mid-range jumper. No good. Follow for Sioux High. It's Kep. Kept underneath the basket, the LaPlante, nice move up in and off the glass, and Sioux High's on the board.
Nice interior passing by Sioux High to take advantage.
Now this is Calcaterra, or make that Best. Best kicks it back outside to Calcaterra. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter, 8-2 Boyne City up high in the post. Ramblers with the ball. Boyne City, a little couple crossover dribbles, stop, rather left-handed dribble, shot no good, but there's Haley for the follow up and in. Sioux High dominated on the glass.
Yeah, Haley's really aggressive. You've got to get a body on him on every time a shot goes up.
10-2 Boyne City, 5 minutes to go, opening quarter. Sioux High with the ball, Max Scott, left sideline with the ball, whistle and a foul on the Ramblers. It's on Mason Wilcox is first.
Yeah, Boyne City puts a lot of pressure on the ball, and if I was Coach Fitzner, I would be harping, hey, no hand checking allowed, because there's a lot of hand checking going on right now.
Callan Campbell comes in. LaPlante will leave for Sioux High. Blue Devils underneath the basket. They get it to the free throw line to Kep, to Scott. Now it's the Nooch. Now back to Max. Max Scott with a ball down low on the block, on the wing. This is Campbell. Back out to Max. Scott now will peel back. He'll direct traffic, right wing side, Kep. Nathan Kep, he'll drive inside, little mid-range jumper, no. Up high in the post, Campbell. Now on the right wing perimeter, on that three-point arc. Free throw line, it's Scott dribbling around. Now to Kep, down low. Kep shot blocked by Haley. Haley gets it off now for Boyne City. And here come the Ramblers, they'll bring it down. This is over to Neer, now back outside. Calcaterra for three, in and out. Rebound, Sioux High. Now it's Kep. Kep pushes it off to Oshelski in the left lane. He'll dribble drive right hand over Haley. Shot no good. Rebound goes to Boyne City in the hands of Aaron Best. Best in transition the other way. Right wing side stopping for three is Neer, and he hits that from downtown, or make that number four. That's Mason Wilcox.
And Boyne City's doing a good job of forcing and playing the tempo that they want to.
13-2 Boyne City, 4 minutes to go, opening quarter. Up high in the post, Campbell. Right wing side, Kep for three. That's off the rim. Rebound, Boyne City. Here come the Ramblers. They'll push it down the floor. Boyne City now in transition. A little hesitation. Calcaterra gets his pocket pick. Nice defensive play by Scott. Into the hands of Oshelski. Here come the Blue Devils. Oshelski in the right lane. Crossover dribble now. Dribble drive left hand. He'll turn. Spin move. Nice move in the low post. Up and in for Carter.
Good job by Carter. Made a great decision. Drove the paint. They peeled off. Little fadeaway jump shot.
13-4, Boyne City with the lead. They have the ball across half court. Calcaterra, left wing side. They'll work it around over to Aaron Best. Best up high in the post now. This is Neer underneath. He'll turn, get it around Scott. Shot no good. Neer is follow for the Ramblers, and he is fouled by the Nooch. Jonah's second.
That's a good foul, though, because he was going to have probably an easy bucket. This way he's got to earn his points on the free throw line.
Jack Neer to the charity stripe, 3:12 to go, opening quarter, 13-4 Boyne City. Dave Watson, Ray Belt, the Sioux High Gym, broadcast engineer, Tiffany Stratton working her variable resistors back at the WSOO studios just outside the city limits of Sault Ste. Marie. Neer hits the first free throw, substitutions now, as the Ramblers will bring in number 23, Chaz Stanek, will check in for Boyne City. And now Neer back to the line. Second shot good. First shot good, second no good. Rebound Kep, and here come the Blue Devils. Kep for Sioux High gets it to Oshelski. Oshelski being defended by Aaron Best. Now he'll dribble drive left hand. Now Carter kicks it back, free throw line extended. Jake Davey in the game for Sioux High. Davey double teamed, he's in trouble. Kicks it back, free throw line, Campbell. Underneath Kep. Nathan Kep in the low block, back out, free throw line extended. Now on the right wing side, inside the perimeter, Oshelski. Back outside, Haller. Haller mid-range jumper, right wing side. Dominic hits it on a nice mid-range jumper on the right wing side.
That's one thing coaches like, is a player that can come off the bench and put points in the basket.
14-6, Boyne City with the lead. Aaron Best with the ball, defended by Davey. Vest one dribble, right wing side Calcaterra for three off the front half of the rim, rebound Suhai. Blue Devils come down with it, Oshelski. Oshelski now will push it down the left lane. Now to the middle of the floor he goes, a little crossover dribble to his left, nice bounce pass underneath Campbell, lost his handle on the ball, it hit the bottom of the rim, or the rubber underneath the glass, and went out of bounds. Boyne City gets it back up 14-6.
He made a strong move, and unfortunately it just slipped out of his hands, but...
Yeah, I think he was thinking he was going to have an easy bunny there and just could not, it was moving too fast for him. Boyne City gets the ball back, 14-6, Ramblers with the lead, just over 2 minutes left to opening quarter. Boyne City with the ball, right wing side, it's Stanek. Stanek now gets it back outside. Now left wing side for three, here's a chance, and it's good from downtown for Gavin Hewitt for Boyne City.
And I think the Sioux on their defense, they've got to worry more about the three-point line and not give up so many open looks from the outside the arc.
17-6 Boyne City. Oshelski from Davey puts it up. Tough shot, no good. Rebound underneath, loose ball. They battle for it. And it's Boyne City coming down with it as Riley Cox is in the game. He tried to steal. Here come the Ramblers. Calcaterra, his pass underneath. He was looking for Jacob Johnson, it goes beyond his reach. Suhai ball. Blue Devils down 17-6, 1:32 to go opening quarter.
And I know Coach Fitzner's kind of been quietly lobbying to the officials that, hey, my guys are driving the lane. There's a lot of contact, and we're getting bumped around. Where's the fouls call there?
Now it will be Oshelski rolling off a screen from Fazuri into the game. Riley Cox, right wing side, works it around. Jake Davey rolls up top. Bad pass, loose ball, out of bounds off Boyne City, says referee Dave Masta. 1:13 left opening quarter, 17-6. Boyne City with the lead. Suhai ball underneath. Davey to inbounds. Davey, Cox, Fazuri, Haller out there, and Oshelski. They lob it to the free throw line to Cox. And Oshelski had a roll right off his head. They call a travel. Boyne City ball.
That's a horrible call because Oshelski, the ball was spinning on his head, and he stopped.
He wasn't touching.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good call.
He has to have possession in his hands.
Yes.
And be moving his feet.
Yes.
On his head doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
No, that was not a good call at all. Mike Fitzner's really been barking at the officials. And now midcourt, now free throw line extended, shot no good. And the rebound underneath Boyne City, shot no good. It's blocked by Fazuri. Good defensive play into the hands of Haller. Haller to Oshelski. Oshelski, dribble drive left hand, low runner in the lane, short. Rebound Boyne City. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 17-6, Ramblers with the ball and the lead. Number 21, that's going to be Gavin Hewitt. Hewitt, right wing side, they'll work it around over to Jacob Johnson. Johnson defended by Cox. Right wing side, they'll work it back to Will Brown, a young junior. Brown now kicks it over to Stanek. Stanek now back to midcourt, 25 seconds left in the quarter, 17-6, Ramblers up by 11. Boyne City kicks it around, back right wing side, Jacob Johnson looking for the last shot here, obviously. Ramblers kick it back, over it goes to Mason Wilcox, defended by Oshelski. Now they have 10 seconds to go. Mid-range jumper, right wing side, in and out. Rebound, Suhai Fazuri. Blue Devils have a chance. They have to hurry. Haller across half court. 2 seconds to go. Looked like he walked. Shot no good as the horn sounds, and that's the end of the opening quarter. With the score, the Boyne City Ramblers 17 and the Suhai Blue Devils 6. You're listening to Blue Devil Boys Basketball from the Suhai Gym on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Suhai Gym Boys Basketball here on Radio Sioux tonight. Dave Watson, Ray Bell, broadcast engineer Tiffany Stratton back at the Radio Sioux studios. Boyne City 17, Suhai 6 in boys basketball. We start the second quarter of play. Blue Devils with the ball moving left to right, shooting at that north end dial, or north end hoop as you listen left to right as seen on your radio dial. As Max Scott had that ball slip out of his hands and off a Boyne City player, Suhai has the ball on the sideline right below us in our broadcast position. Max Scott gets the ball, right sideline, a travel on Suhai and Max Scott. Boyne City ball up 11, just underway second quarter.
Yeah, Boyne City is playing super aggressive on the ball and they're jumping the passing lanes. The way you beat that is you gotta go backdoor cut or drive, get a couple of people to get to you and dish the ball off.
Wilcox with the ball, left wing side on the perimeter. They'll work it around over to Gavin Hewitt. Hewitt back to Wilcox, hand checking with Scott, and Dave Masta calls a foul on Boyne City. So now they're starting to call those hand checks a little bit.
Yeah, and that used to be my pet peeve as a coach. It's in the rule book. It's always a point of emphasis. That gives the defense a huge advantage.
Now Sioux High across half court. This is Max Scott for the Blue Devils. As Sioux High brings it down, Max Scott to Jake Davey. Back to Riley Cox. 17-6 Boyne City. There's a travel on Riley. Boyne City gets it back up 11, 7-18 to go in the half.
And Boyne City's forcing Sioux High to go farther and farther out. If you backdoor cut, it only takes one time to burn the guy, and they're going to back off a bit.
Now the inbounding pass. He'll work it around over to Alex Calcaterra. Calcaterra now across half court. Cox defending. Work it around over to Mason Wilcox, and they'll lose the ball, make it Gavin Hewitt lost it. Now this is Johnson, or Max Scott, and he gets hit in transition there as Hewitt hit him pretty good. And a foul on Boyne City. Sioux High down 11, 7:02 to go in the half. It's an on-the-floor foul because Scott was not in a shooting situation. Now underneath the basket, this is Scott in the inbounds. Max looks. He needs to thread the needle in inbound, and he does, and he gets it towards midcourt to Jake Davey. Davey now stops his dribble. Right wing side, Dom Haller. Haller, a little crossover dribble. Handoff back to Jake. Jake rotates up high in the post. The lefty puts it up underneath the nylon. It goes out of bounds off of Boyne City. Sioux High ball underneath. Down 11, 6:49 to go in the half.
A little lucky bounce there because the Boyne City player didn't watch the ball and went right off him.
Haller on the inbounds. Now Dominic underneath to a streaking Fazuri. Got entangled up high in an unorthodox position, loses the ball, or on a travel, according to referee Dave Mazstop, Boyne City ball.
Yeah, I don't, he just went up, he was yep. gonna fake it, and then he just went down. It's, he never went back up. But sometimes I think officials anticipate a play, and when it doesn't go like they plan, sometimes they still blow the whistle.
Yeah, he was confused by it, Emmett was. And plus, he did that because he was in an unorthodox position, didn't have a good shot right underneath the rim. Now right wing side, Boyne City with a ball. This is near. Left wing on the perimeter. This is Jake Johnson. He has it stolen. Scott can't hang on, though. Johnson kicks it back to near. Fakes a three. Near drives the lane. Puts it up. Whistle and a foul on Sioux High. Might be on Joey Gravel, who just came in the game. 6:22 to go in the half.
And what Coach Fitzer's telling him, what I was just going to say on the air, is you go straight up with your arms. He reached forward. Every time you reach forward, it's going to be a foul.
And to the line will be Jack Neer. Nope, they give it to Kep, not Gravel. And the first free throw up and in.
Well, that's a good teammate taking the foul for somebody else.
And now the first free throw, good substitutions. They're going to get Haller and Davey out of the game. Olszewski's back in. Kep's out there. The Nooch checks back in McShane. And Gravel as well is stays out there on the floor. Neer hits the free throw, hits them both. It's a 19-6 Boyne City lead, 6:15 to go in the half. Max Scott kicks it back on the sideline over to Olszewski. Lob pass Gravel. Gravel loses the ball. And now here comes Boyne City. The Ramblers in transition underneath. Aaron Bess up, no good. Goes out of bounds off of Boyne City. As Kep had it, and the Boyne City player knocked it out of his hands and went out of bounds. Sioux High ball. They're getting the bounces.
Yes, now we just got to start getting some buckets here.
Max Scott has it knocked away. Goes off of number 21, Gavin Hewitt. And Scott had it and goes off. I thought it was off of Scott last. Referee says Boyne City last. Sioux High on the inbounds as Haley comes back in for the Ramblers. And leaving will be Connor Rogovovich. As he will leave, and now the inbounding pass goes to Sioux High's Olszewski. 19-6 Boyd City, 5:50 to go here in the first half. Olszewski, cross half court. Dribble drive back outside to midcourt. Now Max Scott. Scott now loses the ball. Boyd City picks it up. Jack Neer with it, and he travels. He tried to pick it up, kick the ball, says the referee. So Sioux High ball, 5:42 to go in the half, 19-6 Boyd City.
Scott and Olszewski are doing a great job getting into the lane, and there's like three or four Boyne City Ramblers collapsing on them. They got to kick the ball out and not keep driving.
Now that pass nearly deflected by Haley, and now Olszewski nearly travels, gets the ball to Gravel. Gravel trying to take it to the hoop, kicks it left corner for three off the baseline. That's off the rim and in for the Nooch.
And we were talking about bounces. Finally a bounce that gets us a basket.
19-9, Ramblers up by 10. Calcaterra to the hoop, shot up, and a tough shot with the left hand.
Yeah, nice touch off the glass there.
Good player.
Yes, he is.
Sioux High will bring it down. Carter Olszewski, 5:10 to go in the half. It's a 21-9 Boyne City lead. Olszewski back to the free throw line, extended to Kep. Kep now twisting through the lane. Nathan turns. Nice spin move. Shot no good. Gets his own follow. Won't go. Rebound too high. Gravel. Gravel trying to hang on. Goes out of bounds off of Boyne City, as it will be too high ball underneath.
You know, unfortunately, the way that Boyne City's playing man-to-man defense, when the Sioux comes out to set a screen, they're just doubling the ball. They'd almost be better off not to screen the person.
Kep to Scott, left wing side for three. Olszewski's there, it's short. Rebound, Boyne City. It goes off the Ramblers. Blue Devil ball, 4:48 to go in the half. 21-9 is the score. Boyne City right now with a lead. Sioux High inbound underneath. Max Scott to do the honors. Scott looking. Scott in trouble, lobs it back out to Gravel. Gravel, long shot, no good. A long two inside the perimeter. Won't go for Gravel. Rebound, Boyne City. Here come the Ramblers. 21-9, Boyne City. Calcaterra fake now on the nooch. He'll drive inside. Nice move, left hand up and in. Boy, he switches directions very nicely.
Yeah, he's smooth as silk.
Coach's son, Randy Calcaterra, the head coach of Boyne City boys basketball, second year at the helm. And a whistle on the play. Of course, they had a coach, I forget his name, longtime coach in a lot of districts. There was some controversy. His wife was the head coach of the girls program. She left, or she was helped out the door towards the end of the, right before COVID hit in 2020. And he finished out the season and was like, you know what, I'm done too. Because it was kind of a controversial situation down there. They didn't really talk about it. And it was one of those deals. There's a shot, no good. And the rebound goes back to Boyne City. He finished out the year and was like, I'm done. A very good coach he was. And now right wing side, driving the lane. That's number four, Mason Wilcox. He's fouled on the play by the Blue Devils. 4:10 to go in the half.
Yeah, that happened the year that we went down
for
Boyne City.
Because they just did that, and the assistant coach had to take over. And you could tell there was tension in the air when we were down there. The left wing side, this is going to be Bess, and that's for three. He hits that from downtown, or make that Mason Wilcox. That's probably one thing about coaching you certainly don't miss is that controversy like that, eh, Ray?
And, that is true.
Oh, now Nooch underneath, loses the ball, goes out of bounds, off of the Ramblers, back to Sioux High as McShane will inbound it.
And the more I see, the more I like being up here with you.
And the more stories you hear, 26-9
yes.
Underneath. Boyne City to lead 26-9. LaPlante nearly traveled. Kicks it back out to Max Scott, left wing side. Scott rolls off a pick. Kicks it now for a three. No good over the rim. Sioux High cold shooting here. Here come the Ramblers. Boyne City will bring it down. Jack Neer, swing pass right side. A travel on Mason Wilcox. Sioux High ball.
And part of the cold shooting by Sioux High is Boyne City. They're picking up full court. They're making Sioux work so hard that when they finally do get an open shot, they're out of rhythm.
3:30 to go here in the second quarter of play. This is a ball off of Boyne City. It will be Blue Devil ball underneath. Ryan LaPlante will inbound.
Finally, we saw a backdoor cut, and he was wide open. The Boyne City player had the piece of it to stop it.
The Nooch and Max Scott will leave for Sioux High as Denby McCord checks in for the first time. As he's in the ball game, Olszewski stays out there. Dom Haller back in. There's a foul lob pass to Haller. And Calcaterra commits the foul.
Smart play by Dom just to screen him off, so he drew the foul.
26-9, Boyne City to the lead, 3:29 to go here in the first half of play. Now the inbounding pass, the sideline, Nathan Kep. Kep on the inbounds, lobs it out to Olszewski. Olszewski now, dribble drive now, crossover dribble to his left hand. Inside the lane, kicks it to McCord. McCord, LaPlante, back left side perimeter. Olszewski, Kep, back to Haller. Haller, dribble drive left hand, free throw line extended, Kep. Kep now up top, spinning through the lane. Now this is Kep turning, shooting, shot no good, rebound, Haley and the Ramblers. Here comes Boyne City, 26-9 with the lead. Ramblers kick it over to the corner to Jack Neer. Neer guarded by Haller. Now Neer pushing through the lane, a little runner in the lane, shot no good, rebound too high. Blue Devils, Haller comes down with it. Haller will push the ball down the floor. Now Dominic Haller, a little hesitation move, puts it up too hard off the glass. Nice move to bat it outside to Olszewski. Now Kep, back to Carter. Carter hanging on to the ball. Couple dribbles now for Carter. Kicks it back to Kep. And now Kep drives the lane. Nathan turns. Now to LaPlante. He'll take charge. Shot no good. Rebound goes off of the Blue Devils. Boynton City ball, 26-9. Ramblers to the lead. 2:32 left in the half.
Sioux High's starting to get some more shots and be persistent getting the offensive rebound. They're just not falling for them right now.
Ramblers with the 26-9 lead and 2:25 left in the half. Cross half court, Jack Neer. Neer guarded by Kep. Now bounce pass goes across the court pass, rather. Back to Neer, left side for three, up high, no good. Rebound chased down by the Blue Devils, Haller. Dominic kicks it off to Oshelski. Carter pushes the lane to the right side. Now Carter, a little crossover dribble to his left. In the paint, twisting, turning, shooting, it's good.
Good decision by Carter there. Drove the lane, about 12 foot away. Spin, good shot. And Sioux High's in a 1-3-1 zone right now to try and change the tempo of the game.
Jack Neer, bounce pass now, back it goes. Over around to Chaz Stanek. Stanek to Neer. Neer in the corner now. Calcaterra on the baseline over the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Sioux High. It's Haller again. Dominic pushes the ball down the floor to the right lane. In the lane, he finds a charging Campbell. Charge on Callan Campbell. Put his hip to his backside right into the Boynton City player. And he took the charge. 1:37 to go in the half. And a 26-11. Boynton City lead, timeout on the floor.
That's a pretty brave player that wanted to take a charge from Mr. Campbell.
You're not kidding. That kid is he's pretty chiseled. He's getting there. And, of course, Dad has a weight room, strictly for football players primarily. But he is one incredible athlete.
And yes, he is.
A future, bright future, I think, in football still is in front of him. Congratulations to Jake Davey. He signed a college football, Ray, with Alma. He's going to be an Alma Scott.
That.
Ryan LaPlante's going there as well. But congratulations to Jake. He'll be able to continue playing college football at the D3 level.
Yes.
And, you know, if he was just a touch taller, he'd be D2. D2,
yes.
Maybe D1. I mean, you know, if he was, you know, if he just was 6'2", 6'3", but both mom and dad are short, so it's Brian's fault. It's not Molly's, it's Brian. But congratulations to Jake. He will play for the Alma Scots.
Yes, it's nice to see area athletes continue on in college athletics.
The best Blue Devil quarterback I've seen.
Yes.
Period. I mean, period. There's no question. Now this is Boynton City. Over to the right corner. This is Calcaterra driving the lane up and in. Probably since Buzz Menard. A right-handed shot up and in for Calcaterra. Hitting that shot. Now this will be the Blue Devils across half court. Down 28-11. Out of the timeout. Haller to Oshelski. Back outside. This is Dominic. Dominic now in the corner. This is Carter. Long pass. That was a terrible pass. It was underthrown. And right into blue shirts. Ill-advised. And now Boynton City with the ball. They'll work it around now over to Mason Wilcox. Back outside, a shot no good. Rebound, Boynton City, Calcaterra. Back out it goes, driving the lane and charging inside. Nice move around Kep. Up and in for Wilcox and the Ramblers.
And the Ramblers are just having their way. They're playing great defense, efficient on the offensive end, and doing what they want.
30-11, Boynton City. 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Carter, backdoor cuts us, another bad pass. Overthrown to Campbell. Here comes Calcaterra driving inside, shot no good. And we get a whistle on the play. And a stoppage with 23.3 seconds to go here in the half.
And Sioux High's got to get their composure. You can see frustration on the players. You just got to, one play at a time. Play defense, work to get a good shot on offense.
Lob pass outside. Nice play by Kep. He steals for Sioux High. Kep now off it goes to McCord. He can't hang on. Referee gets it involved. Sioux High gets it back. And we get a whistle on the play after the official got entangled. B Boynton City ball with 16.2 seconds left in the half. Now they're going to confer here.
I don't know what. If anything, it should be alternate possession. I don't see how you can say Boynton City gets the ball.
No, because the play's dead as far as I'm concerned, when the referee gets entangled with them.
Yeah, well, and you're supposed to play to the whistle.
Right.
So if you don't.
Now they're still going to give it to the Ramblers. And now Fitz is getting an explanation, and he doesn't agree with it, and I completely agree with Mike. He's shaking his head and It's just adding to his frustrations. Now underneath, Point City, left wing side, they'll kick it back out. Ramblers with the ball, and the horn will sound as Bess lost the ball. It knocked away by Suhai. That will end the first half of play. Not the prettiest of halves for Suhai. A lot of turnovers. That continues to be an issue, in particular from your Blue Devil backcourt.
Yes.
And that's a problem.
Yes.
And, of course, they have plenty of time to fix it, but when you're playing a team like Boyd City, you can't do that. 30-11, the score is Suhai right now trailing the Ramblers. We'll take a timeout, come back with the first half stats, and much more on the way. Back in 3 minutes here to the Suhai Gym. Boyd City 30, Suhai 11. You're listening to Blue Devil Boys Basketball on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Suhai Gym at the half. Boys basketball here on Radio Sioux. It is Boyd City 30 and Suhai 11. Here's the first half stats of the game for Boyd City. Alex Calcaterra leading all scorers with 12 points. 8 points from Mason Wilcox. 5 from Jack Neer in that first half of play. 3 from Gavin Hewitt. 2 from Scotty Haley, the big low post player for Boyd City. Ramblers are 4-6 at the charity stripe, 7 2-point field goals and 4 threes, 6 points first quarter, 24 in the second quarter. Foul trouble for Boyd City. They don't really have anybody in foul trouble. They have 3 fouls, and that's 1 foul each for 3 players, Wilcox, Bess, and Calcaterra. For Suhai, offensively, it was Carter Olszewski with 4 points, 3 from the Newts, Jonah McShane, 2 each from Dominic Haller and Ryan LaPlante. Free throws, again, being an issue, Suhai not getting the charity stripe. They didn't attempt one.
No.
Was it one yesterday in the first half? That's something that is something to work on, I would have to think, as they go along.
Yeah, because you got to look to drive to the lane, and you also got to drive to the lane and force the contact. So you getting fouls and making the basket.
Well, and that's something, we'll keep an eye on, and that's I'm sure they will be working on as well. They did a better job in the second half last night, so we'll see if that adjustment takes place here.
That's where you need to go to Coach Menard, get one of those handheld blocking dummies, and and pound them. Get
exactly.
The players used to come in and how to draw contact, protect the ball, and go
up. Tom Izzo, ever watch his practices? Because doesn't he take a big, one of those looks like a big Q-tip? hits guys.
Yeah.
Probably won't be able to do that pretty much anymore because a kinder, gentler type thing. But, I mean, he would do that. That would be part of his practices.
Yep.
And for Suhai, 4 2-point field goals and 1 3 as well in that first half. 17 points first quarter for the Blue Devils, 6 in the second quarter of play. Junior Varsity, what a good ball game. Suhai came from behind to beat Boyd City 39-29. Marty Terrien's Blue Devils are off to a 2-0 start for the Junior Varsity Boys basketball team. Out of town, Ray, thanks to our friend Ben Dietrich, sent us a Suhai Rudyard girls basketball score. Perhaps a mild upset brewing in Rudyard. I'm not surprised. Carlos Molina has a good squad over there. They went all the way to the quarterfinals and nearly made it to the state semis last year. Rudyard 30-22 at the break over Suhai. 30-22, Rudyard with the lead there in girls basketball. High school hockey earlier today, it was Suhai at the D3 Challenge in Gaylord. 4-1 over Big Rapids in the D3 Challenge. The Blue Devil Icers will play at 2 tomorrow to finish up the D3 Challenge at the Otsego Sportsplex in Gaylord. They will take on Allen Park tomorrow afternoon. Suhai girls again down 30-22 in Rudyard, and here it's 30-11, Boyd City leading Suhai at the half. We will take another 3 minute timeout here, Tiffany, and then be back for the start of the second half as Suhai right now trails Boyd City 30-11 here on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Suhai Gym and boys basketball. It is 30-11 right now, Boyd City leading Suhai. As we start the third quarter of play, Ramblers will move the ball from right to left as seen on your radio dial. They'll be from left to right, they will. Ramblers will be shooting at the north end basket. Suhai from right to left shooting at the south end basket. 30-11, Boyd City with a lead as we start the second half. Left wing side for 3, in and out for Boyd City. Ramblers with a follow. Calcaterra gets entangled underneath. We get a foul. Or no, they're going to say jump ball possession arrow will go to Suhai.
And Suhai did a good job. Instead of hacking at the ball, arms straight up, LaPlante drew the held ball on that one.
Max Scott, right wing side on the sideline. They'll work it over to the Nooch. Now free throw line extended, Kep. Kep now to Max Scott, swing pass, midcourt, Olszewski. Right wing side, it's Kep again. Nathan Kep Kep, guarded by Neer, in the lane, dribble, couple dribbles, stops his dribble, now to Scott, gets the ball back as it pinballed off Scott's knee, back to Nathan, bounce pass Max, little runner on the baseline, in and out, deserved a better fate, here come the Ramblers in transition, Jack Neer, Neer around the D, goes past Kep, up and in with a right-hand layup.
And Scott got open because he went back door, that will work all the time.
32-11 point City with a lead with 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. Right corner, Newts for the three, in and out. Rebound, Ramblers save it. Nice play by Haley, falling out of bounds. Gets the ball off to Bess. Bess kicks it over to Mason Wilcox. Wilcox guarded in the right lane by Scott. Back outside it goes, over to Aaron Bess. Bess hangs on to the ball, free throw line extended. Calcaterra gets his pocket picked by Suhai. It's Nathan Kep. Bounce pass to the trailer, Scott. He'll lose the handle on it. Never really had control. Here comes Boyne City. Right wing side, Mason Wilcox stops and pops her three, in and out. And there's a whistle, should be. Haley touched the rim there. And a technical called on the Ramblers. That's an automatic tee as the big fella, Haley, has got to go 6'5", 6'6". He got a hold of that rim.
Yep, there was no doubt about that. A little snap, a little.
His first foul. So Suhai will be shooting free throws and get possession. Carter Olszewski at the charity stripe. 32-11, Boyne City with the lead. 6:34 left, third quarter. First free throw good for Carter.
Start the third quarter here. Suhai, much better job on offense. Getting that ball moving and getting more flow to the offense. Defense, they got to step up a little, though. They're still letting Boyne City dictate the tempo. Boyne City, as soon as that ball goes up, they're flying up the court. Sometimes Suhai's just standing watching as they go by.
Max Scott, or make it Olszewski, missed the second free throw, made the first. It's 32-12, Ramblers by 20. Suhai ball off the technical. They get possession as well. Kep now in the lob pass, a little hand pass rather, off to Scott. Max Scott brings the ball down. Up high in the post, LaPlante. Ryan with the ball, kicks it back over to the charity stripe. The Newts drives inside, whistle and a foul, and McShane will go to the line.
And much better offense. Spreading the ball out, good cuts, moving the ball from side to side. McShane did a great job seeing the lane open and driving and drawing the foul, what we talked about at halftime.
Yep, and they're doing like they did in that first game. They're attacking in the second half again, and first free throw, the Newts hits that. McShane hits the first free throw. It's 32-13, Boyne City. Foul on the play. It's his third foul for the Ramblers, Mason Wilcox, as he has three. Now the Nooch. Back to the charity stripe. Made the first one. Jonah puts up the second one, and that's good.
And Suhai, one possession at a time right now. I think they're going to 1-3-1. Try and generate some turnovers.
That's a patented 1-3-1 of Mike Fitzner's. They usually Suhai programs for boys basketball responds well to his 1-3-1. And now near underneath to Haley, who looks to dunk it. He's mad after getting that technical, and he misses it, and he draws his second foul. And getting heckled from the Suhai students.
Yeah, well, that's the joy of the home court advantage. If you goof up, they're going to let you know.
Yeah. Suhai trails 32-14. They get the ball back after the foul by Haley. Suhai inbounds it. They have to go the length of the floor. Carter Olszewski down the right lane. Olszewski now dribble drive. He'll drive inside. Nice runner in the lane. Shot a short. Snake bitten a little bit on those 2-point high percentage shots is Carter. Now Jack Neer drives the lane. Right lane shot over LaPlante. No good. The follow. Suhai. It's the Nooch. McShane off. It goes to Scott. 5:40 to go here in the third. Now this is played underneath. Kep. Free throw line. LaPlante off the rim. No good. Rebound Boyne City. Into the hands of Jack Neer. Neer threads the needle, right wing side, they push it down. Now they'll work it around, over it goes to Gavin Hewitt. Hewitt back to Jack Neer, 5:25 left in the third, 32-14, Boyne City. Now the Ramblers, this is Hewitt, right corner, and a dribble drive for Bess, back outside to Calcaterra, sees a seam, drives, shot no good, the follow, Boyne City. Haley is fouled as he could not connect on two of them. 32-14, Suhai trailing the Ramblers, 5:12 to go in the third, and a foul on the Blue Devils, sending the young man Haley to the line for Boyne City. That's Scotty Haley, a senior.
And really not very good defense there. Boyne City drove, the Suhai didn't collapse. Good enough to stop the drive. And someone should have rotated over the box out Haley so he doesn't get the offensive rebound.
Kep has two fouls, don't mean to step on Ray there, as the Nooch, Olszewski, and LaPlante will leave. Blue Devils will get it. Dom Haller, Jake Davey, into the game along with Emmett Fazzuri. Second free throw coming up for Haley. He missed the first.
And we'll see if this group can come in and get some more of a spark for Suhai here.
Second shot, no good. Rebound, Blue Devils. Fazzuri dishes it off to Max Scott. 5 minutes left here in the third. Blue Devils down 32-14. Scott dribbles off his foot. It goes out of bounds. Boynt City ball. Guard play has been a little sketchy tonight when it was stronger last night.
Yes, and part of it's how they play defense. And Suhai is trying to set the picks, and they're ignoring that pick. They would be better off to not even pick, to spread the floor out and create lanes.
Right corner for three, no good. The rebound, Suhai. Fazzuri swatted at it into the hands of Jake Davey. Here come the Blue Devils in transition. Beautiful pass, Davey to Haller. Up and in with a right hand for Dominic.
That's been the best fast break we've had all night long. Haller ran the lane correctly. Davey waited till the right opportunity to make that pass.
And a gorgeous pass it was. Now dribble drive inside. They kick it back out. Jack Neer. Neer left side drives the lane. Whistle contact made it a foul. 4:26 to go in the third. 32-16. Boynt City with a lead. And the Ramblers there have Jack Neer losing one of his wheels. His foot, his shoe comes off the foot. And substitutions into the game. Jacob Johnson. And they'll get Haley out. Underneath, the Ramblers will be inbounding on the floor. Foul it was on Dominic Haller, his first. Boynt City underneath on the inbounds. 32-16 Ramblers were in the third quarter. 4:26 left in the third. Left corner three is up and good off the baseline for Boynt City and Jack Neer. And now Blue Devils will bring it down. Fazzuri. Fazzuri loses it. Can't hang on. It goes off of Emmett, and it's Boynt City ball. They see the blood in the water now. 35-16 Ramblers. 4:14 to go in the third.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there. Davies thought that Emmett was going to go down farther, and Emmett just stopped, and that would cause the turnover.
Jack Neer up top. Hands it off now over to Bess. Aaron Bess, left corner for three. Good movement. Johnson, no good. The rebound comes back out to Boynt City. Now Johnson loses it. Whistle on the play. And it's going to be contact, and that will be Suhai ball. Blue Devils get it back on the possession. Substitutions, Riley Cox comes in, and Nathan Kep will leave.
Olszewski made up for his mistakes. He should have boxed out the shooter. The shooter got the rebound, and fortunately Olszewski forced a turnover to get the ball back.
Full court press by Boynt City, 35-16. Ramblers with a lead by 19. 3:45 left here in the third quarter. Carter Olszewski, right corner, right wing side up high. Dom Haller, runner in the lane, up and in for Dominic.
One thing that Dominic brings is he looks to score. So he's always trying to look to score, but he's also smart about when he takes his shot.
Baseline runner, no good for Bess. The rebound, Suhai. Here come the Blue Devils down 35-18, 3:20 to go in the third. This is Dom Haller again, twisting through the lane. Whistle on the play, contact made, and a foul on the Rambler player, Aaron Bess.
We probably got a little lucky there because yeah. I thought Bess was set, and I thought Dom got a little out of control on that possession.
Haller underneath in the inbounds. Bounce pass, Fazzuri. Nice move, and up and in off the glass. Good play. Haller finds Fazzuri.
You know, I think Fazzuri has been the best post player. He's been the most aggressive. He boxes out. He plays with confidence, no fear.
He really was playing well last year when he went down with that lower leg injury that took him out for a long time, all the way majority of the football season, too. There's a steal. Good play by Haller. Swats it away to Jake Davey. Davey now brings it down. Crossover dribble in the lane. Davey to the right hand. No good. Good play, though, to go to the shot for Davey. Now here come the Ramblers. They come back the other way. A little runner for Calcaterra. Up and in with the left hand and a 37-20, Boynt City leading a timeout.
And that's kind of that is the difference in the ball game. When we drive, we get a good look, ball doesn't fall. Boynt City drives, they get the bucket.
Reminder, tomorrow we'll have Coach's Corner come your way, 11:05 a.m. till noon. From Applebee's in the I-75 Business Bureau in Sioux, Michigan, on the corner, I'll have the scores that matter at the top of the show. Blue Devil boys basketball coach Mike Fitzner will stop by this week in high school sports, and also play back an interview I did this week with my pal, longtime Detroit sports broadcaster, and the host of the Lions Locked On Lions podcast and the official podcast of the Detroit Pistons, Matt Derry, will join us all on Coach's Corner tomorrow on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well.
I'll have to make sure I have that on at Das Gift House while I'm working, listening
to you.
There you
go. Yeah, no, hopefully the weather is not too frightful for folks. Go out getting some Christmas shopping done tomorrow.
Yes, downtown open house in Sault Ste. Marie. So.
Yeah, and going on tomorrow, a busy time of year, of course, and a beautiful time in the downtown Sioux with Das Gift House around Portage. And always nice. I always make sure to make a stop to all the downtown places, Mohold, the Das Gift House, and it's all part of it, you know, to keep local your local money here, and that's always something I'm proud of. You know, it's a big thing, folks. So we got to keep it here, especially here when things are not, you know, kind of hairy in the times we've been living in the last couple of years.
Yes, local dollars stay local.
Absolutely. 37-30 is the score. Boyne City leads Sioux High. We're out of the timeout. 2.5 and change left here in the third. Carter Olszewski. Boy, I'm like a political pundit and a meteorologist tonight. And now, good thing Brian Davey's not listening. Now Jake Davey on a runner, up and in, off the back door, cutting a beautiful pass by the Blue Devils in the low post from Frazari. Sioux High down 37-22. And now this is Calcaterra, right wing side up top, 2 feet outside the perimeter. Back out to Jake Johnson, right wing side on for three off the baseline. No good. That was for Best. Rebound goes to Sioux High, Riley Cox. Riley off to Olszewski. 2 minutes ago in the third, Blue Devils down 37-22. Carter now moves left wing side. Rolls off a pick, bounce pass, not a good one. His passes have been off all night. Boyne City now with the ball. This is going to be Aaron Best. Best brings it down to Jack Neer. Minute 45 to go in the third, 37-22, Boyne City. Low block, this is Johnson over Fazari. No good. Rebound, Sioux High, Emmett. Now Fazari off to Olszewski. Olszewski pushes the ball down the floor. Minute 35 to go in the third. Nice runner in the lane, up and in for Carter.
And nice that finally we get one of those lane baskets to go in.
37-24. Boyne City with a lead, minute 20 to go in the third. Now Aaron Best. Best hanging on. Up top, Davey defending. Now this is Jake Johnson. Johnson, right wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. This is played over to Gavin Hewitt. Hewitt bumping off a Haller. Kicks it back outside. Free throw line extended for three. Off the rim, no good. That shot for Johnson. Rebound, Davey. Here come the Blue Devils. Minute to go in the third. 37-24. Sioux High right now trailing Boyne City. Late third quarter, Olszewski. Olszewski now moving right wing side, guarded there by number 21, Gavin Hewitt. Carter underneath, the low block for Zuri. He better be careful. He did step out of bounds. He ran out of real estate there as he stepped on that baseline, Boyne City ball.
Yeah, the last couple of possessions, we got too much dribbling. Get the ball moving.
45 seconds left here in the third, 37-24. Boyne City with a lead across half court, Calcaterra. Calcaterra quickly gets the ball off midcourt. This is Hewitt. Hewitt now over to Aaron Best. Best to Jack Neer. 30 seconds left in the third. 17-point Rambler make it 37-24 Rambler lead as they lead by 13. And they're playing for the last shot. 19 seconds to go here in the third. 37-24 Boyne City. Olszewski defends Jack Neer. Near free throw line extended, Calcaterra dribbles once to get to the left side for three, up and in over two Blue Devils, Cox and Campbell.
Great offense. They pass, they move, they pass, they move, and they set up to get the shot they
wanted.
And
Olszewski turned it over at the horn. That's no good for Bass, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. With the score, the Boyne City Ramblers lead the Blue Devils in boys basketball. Boyne City 40, Sioux High 24. We'll be back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter on 1230 WSOO. Boyne City in boys basketball leads Sioux High here at the Sioux High Gym. It's 40-24 as we start the fourth quarter of play. Ramblers now will bring it down, moving from left to right as seen on the radio dial, as they'll work the ball to the right wing side over to Mason Wilcox. Now Aaron Best. Best trapped, kicks it back left corner, Calcaterra. And now up behind the post, Haley. Haley back, out it goes. Wilcox, left wing side, Calcaterra for three over Oshalski, and that's good from downtown.
A great ball movement. Boyne City's putting on a clinic on what to do on offense. Move the ball, make the defense commit, and take advantage of when they overcommit.
43-24, Sioux High trailing Boyne City, backdoor cutter, Campbell to Davey, and a whistle. Jake is fouled, he'll go to the line. 7:21 to go, fourth quarter, as we start the fourth here in boys basketball. Dave Watson with Ray Bell here at the Sioux High gym. Broadcast engineer is Tiffany Stratton back at the WSOO studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. Jacob Johnson with the foul, his first. Davey to the line.
Jake made a nice cut, and he turned his body to protect the ball, to draw the foul, to try and score.
Jake hits on the first free throw, does Davey. 7:21 to go in the fourth. 43-25, Boyne City.
Campbell does a really good job of passing out of the post. He makes good decisions with the ball.
Good on-court awareness. Davey bends at the knees, hits them both. Has 4 points off the bench. 43-26, Sioux High trailing the Ramblers. 7:15 left here in the fourth. Boyne City now working the ball up top. Works it all on the perimeter. Best finds near. Near bounce pass Calcaterra. He's had a big game, hitting some big threes. Underneath now, this is stolen as Wilcox has it stripped. Sioux High throws it down. Campbell looking for Wilcox. Too far, but it's deflected. It goes out of bounds off the Ramblers.
Yeah, me personally, I like the big guy pass to the guard and then sprint up and get yourself in position to get the easy bunny.
Now Davey on the inbounds. Jake kicks it left corner. Now rolling up top, it's Haller. Little runner in the lane, no good. Rebound, Campbell going for it. He's tied up with a Boyne City player. They'll call it a jump ball. Calcaterra entangled with him there. And the arrow goes to the Blue Devils. 6:51 to go in the fourth, 43-26 Boyne City.
A good aggressive play there by Sioux High to draw the jump ball.
Davey underneath in the inbounds. Lobs it outside to Cox. Charity stripe, hands it around now to Davey. Davey lob pass to a streaking Cox underneath. It's good, and the foul for Riley.
Backdoor cut. Awesome play. Nice job scoring the bucket and going to the line.
Good to see Riley get going, and Cox will go to the line now for Sioux High. 6:44 to go in the fourth.
You know, before the end of the third quarter, I was going to say Sioux High is creeping back up into this game.
They hit that big three to kind of give them a cushion, Boyne City. Cox with a three-point play, in and out. Rebound, Campbell puts it back up, no good. Haley gets it for Boyne City. And now back come the Ramblers, back the other way, as they'll bring it down. Jack Neer picked up his first foul on that foul on Cox. 43-28 Boyne City. Now Neer. Neer kicks it back out over to Aaron Bess. Bess now left wing side for three. That's up, no good for the Ramblers. Sioux High goes after the rebound. Cox now to Oshalski. 6:15 to go in the fourth. Carter pushes it down. He'll go coast to coast down the middle of the lane. Up and in with the right hand.
And Carter settled down and got more under control at the basket and scoring.
6:05 left in the fourth. 43-30. Lead down to 13 for the Ramblers. Jack Neer hangs onto the ball. Left wing side. Oshalski about 2 feet outside the perimeter defending. Now left wing side. They'll work it around. Ramblers get it back outside over to Mason Wilcox. Wilcox cross court pass Bess. Bess free throw line extended. Defended there by Haller. Left wing side. There's Calcaterra. Make that Wilcox. And he drains that. No, it was Calcaterra. Draining that from downtown.
Boyne City does a great job of setting screens and set up shooters away from the ball.
46-30, Boyne City up by 16. Oshalski hand-checking there with Wilcox. Back to Davey inside the perimeter. Right wing side, Haller for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Boyne City. Boy, when the Ramblers have needed a big shot, Calcaterra has been there. Now long pass, Bass gets around the D. Nice move around Oshalski, up and in.
And that's just lack of hustle by Sioux High not getting back. You know Boyne City's going to run. Get back.
48-30. Lead is back up to 18. Oshalski at the charity stripe. Back outside to Haller. Dominic now will cross over, dribble in the lane. Now gets around Calcaterra. Baseline runner up and in for Dom.
Dom's got that scorer mentality.
8 points for Haller tonight. 48-32. Boyne City the lead. 4:45 to go in the fourth. Right wing side now, it's Wilcox, defended by Davey. Wilcox starts his dribble, kicks it now, free throw line extended, Calcaterra, and a whistle and a reach in foul there. On the floor, they're going to say Boyne City, ball underneath.
That's all right. Don't let them get the drive to the basket, play tougher defense here.
And a foul on the Blue Devils, Jake Davey. And that is his first. And the Blue Devils get Davey, Campbell, and Cox out. And they'll get Max Scott back in. And that shot no good. I think Gravel got a piece of it. He's in the game. And Nathan Kep is back in, along with the Nooch. Now left wing side, Haller for three off the rim. Rebound, Sue High. Kep attacks the rim, shot blocked by Haley. Boyne City brings it back up, 48-32, 4:15 left in the ball game.
Kep does a good job on offense, under control, yep. Makes good decisions, plays with confidence.
He had that big third quarter that gave Sue High the lead last night. After he got his varsity wheels underneath him there, he had a little bit of a, I think, jitters to start the game. Kep on the steal. Kep underneath. Nice move. The Nooch up and in for McShane.
Take advantage of those big guys that want to stuff your shot, make them look silly, and then lay the ball up and in.
The Nooch gets it done. Now Boyne City underneath. They'll drive the baseline runner. Shot blocked by Gravel as he's starting to assert himself since coming in here in the fourth. 48-34, Sue High trails Boyne City, 3:44 to go in the fourth. Substitution, Haller leaves, gives good minutes for Fitzner's squad, and Denvey McCord will step in for Sue High.
And let's see if this group can keep the roll running, because we're kind of chipping away at this game here a little bit.
There's a shot no good for the Ramblers. They get it back. Another shot, another block by Gravel. Tried to save it, Boyne City ball.
Nice hustle.
Yep. He is starting to get it. He kind of, you know, last night only had a sparing minutes there. Looked lost at times, first varsity game. But now he's starting to get his feet, his sea legs underneath him as Gravel. Once he does, look out. Shot goes out of bounds off Sue High.
Yeah, because realistically right now, the thing that's lacking with Sue High is post-scoring. All the scoring has become from drives or outside jumpers. You got to have that inside threat to continue to develop as a team.
Gravel's a 6'5 sophomore. Now Calcaterra pushes it to the left wing side. Now near, drives the right lane on Gravel, puts it up. No good. Rebound, Joey Gravel for Sue High. 3:15 to go in the fourth, 48-34. Blue Devils trail. Kep gets a beautiful pass underneath. Nathan puts it up and in on the right side.
And under control. He stopped, faked, laid the ball up and in.
48-36, Boyd City. 3 minutes left. Ramblers of the ball, Jack Neer. Neer gets around Kep. Bess, inside the perimeter, they'll work it around there. That was Stanek. Now there's a three, left side. Neer hits that from downtown. Now Sue High brings it down, 51-35. Make it 51-36, and now underneath, loose ball. Gravel going after it, and he gets entangled with Stanek there.
It's all right, I like that. Don't back down.
And that will be Boyne City ball.
And unfortunately, that you can't pass the ball to a post player at their feet and expect them to get it. It's got to bounce up waist high.
Boyne City gets the inbounding pass, and now they'll do it all over again here. 2:40 to go here in the fourth. And the Ramblers will walk the ball up the floor. This will be number four, Mason Wilcox. Wilcox gets the ball left side over to Bess. Bess hanging on, McCord defending. Now back it goes to Wilcox. Wilcox up top, defended by Max Scott. 2:20 to go in the fourth. It's a 51-36 Boyd City. And a timeout for Randy Calcaterra and the Boyd City Ramblers. Tomorrow, stay tuned to our WSOL Facebook page and also on the air at Coach's Corner at 11:05 a.m. I'll make the decision then about the Sue High girls broadcast tomorrow for basketball in Sheboygan against Muskegon Mona Shores. If we do it in Sheboygan, 1:45 the tip-off show, it's all dependent on the weather and if the storm of the century does come. If everything's better than what it could be, I'll go down there. It'll be a 1:45 tip-off show here on Radio Sue.
Ben just texted me, Sue High girls lost by 2 points.
Was the final score? He just said they lost by two.
Yeah, he didn't say.
All right, Ben Dietrich live from the sports desk. And first loss of the year for Sue High after beating Escanaba and Marquette.
Yes.
And of course didn't have Kenzie Bell. And
she's a huge player for them.
That's a loss.
Claire Erickson does a lot.
Yep.
But Kenzie Bell does a lot of the little things. She's been a great ball handler. She's been making free throws. She gets the offense going. Because the one weakness with Sioux High is they do have some inexperience at guards. And they're going to get better, but that's a huge loss not to have one of your better ball players playing.
Congratulations to Carlos Molina and the Rudyard Bulldogs. That's their first win over Sioux High in girls basketball since September of 2005.
You're like an encyclopedia.
I can remember that. They beat them here. Mike Jarvie was coaching them. They beat them here. My niece was on that team. That was when you had the Meehan girl, Kayla Meehan, Ashley Arbick. Pat's first year. And he was not happy about it.
Is that he was not ever happy after a loss?
That was not. Well, he's gotten a lot better.
Yes, he has.
That was not a very good Rudyard team. They had one good player, Corinne Ross. That was it. And now Max Scott underneath. Shot no good. Rebound goes back to Boyne City. Ramblers will bring it back under 2 minutes to go. But look out for Carlos's team in girls basketball, the Straits Area Conference. I mean, that's a nice win for Rudyard.
That's a great win for
them. That's a big, big win for them. They beat St. Ignace last year. Of course, had that big run to the quarterfinals and didn't have a lot of their key players. They were at spring break, and they still made it.
Yeah, actually, they came within an eyelash of winning that game.
Yeah, and that was a shocker. I mean, talking to Scott Nason, you guys went to Nagani and did that game, and they nearly beat them. And now Boyne City, so Sioux High loses by two in girls basketball in Rudyard tonight. And now Aaron Bess. Bess hanging on, kept defending. Now on the sideline. Dribble drive back up top. They'll work it around Mason Wilcox. Wilcox now gets it around to Gavin Hewitt. Hewitt now back to Best. Kep bats it away. 1:05 left here in this one. 51-36. Boyne City with the lead.
Boyne City's such a good team. They can play fast, and when they need to, they can play slow and run down and work the clock for a really good shot, or in this case, run the clock out.
They got a good program down there. They've won several districts, been to the quarterfinals. I remember they went to Gladstone a few years ago and upset a really good Gladstone team when they had Reese Castor on that team who plays at Northern now. It was a really good Gladstone team. They went all the way up to the Central UP and won a district championship up there. That was impressive. They've won several in the last 7 or 8 years. Very good program out of the Lake Michigan Conference. Now Boyne City with the ball. There's a forearm shiver by the player into the game as they unload the bench. That's Fila Zing. And it will be Sioux High ball. Blue Devils will get it back. 51-36 is the score. Boyne City with a lead, 45.8 seconds to go. Nathan Kep gets it back out to Max Scott. Scott will walk the ball up the floor. Now Scott kicks it over, left wing side. Tim Garland's in the game for Sioux High. Scott underneath and a foul. On the floor foul, and it is going to be underneath the Sioux High basket. Blue Devils on the inbounds.
Yeah, Tim Garland is the student section crowd favorite here.
Every team has one.
Yes.
Timmy, a very good football player, an excellent defensive back for Scott Menard's Blue Devils the last 2 years as he gets into the game. Didn't play basketball, or actually did play in the JVs last year. He's a junior. First free throw up and in for Max Scott.
Nice looking free throw, good shot. Max does a good job out there. Plays under control, plays really good defense.
And the first free throw good. Second one's good. Talk about football players. Max had a good year, his first year in the varsity as well for football. Good receiver. 51-38, Boyne City with the lead. Look out, slipped on the floor. And it will be Sioux High ball as the Boyne City player traveled. Hit a wet spot out there.
Yeah, that kind of looked kind of awkward how
yes,
he went
it
down
did.
With that.
I was a little worried as he went down. I'm like, oh, he's such a good player, Calcaterra. Their best player. And now Max Scott up top with the ball, works it around, tried to find Garland, 17-point, make it Gravel, 17.2 seconds to go in the fourth, 51-38. Boyne City with a lead.
Smart play by Gravel. He saw it got tipped, so he just let it go out of bounds.
Now on the inbounds, Boyne City works it around. And now it's knocked away, and back come the Ramblers. Back the other way, it goes out of bounds with 11.9 seconds left here in this one. 51-38, Boyne City with a lead. Sioux High will fall to 0-2. They'll be back in action next Thursday. St. Ignace in town, a basketball doubleheader here in Radio Sioux. Boys games, the first one, 5:30 tip-off show.
I was just going to ask, yep. Which one's first?
And then the girls will be the finale. about 7:15 in that neighborhood. So the Ramblers win this one. Final score 51-38 as Boyd City coast to the victory. They never trailed in this one, and they move on to the win. Boyd City's off to a 2-0 start. Sioux High now 0-2. And Ray, you look at it, I had a feeling it could go one or two ways how they could have played tonight. After an emotional game like that, I just felt that tonight could be they're a little bit fatigued, a little bit, you know, as far as after, you know, the mental block of what happened and the tough loss of the waning seconds last night. Obviously, you got to play every game, but I'm not surprised how this went here coming in here. A veteran team coming in, taking on a young Blue Devil team. Boyd City wins it going away.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, Sioux High would have had to play a really one of their best games to beat Boyd City. And like you say, you have such an emotional game yesterday, and physically playing two really good teams back-to-back is another tough factor. Factoring in, they have young players on the team. Varsity level is a whole different ball game. They're still getting their feet wet on that. But overall, there were some good things, though. I mean, they had stretches where the Sioux looked really good. Kids are settling down. You're going to start seeing roles develop. Who's going to be starters might change, or kids might get more playing time. But you definitely see a lot of individual improvement. As a team, they did a much better job the second half. They did more backdoor cuts, moved the ball more, started to take advantage of what Boyd City was giving them for opportunities.
Well, it sounds good, and thanks for joining us as always, Ray. And, of course, have a good weekend. Good weekend down at the store, we hope, down at Das Gift House. And we'll talk to you next Thursday when St. Ignace comes in.
Sounds good. It's always a good night of basketball to watch. St. Ignace and Sioux play a doubleheader.
It's always a fun one, and we'll be ready for that one. Thanks again, Ray, and we'll be back with the postgame show of the final stats. We're going to come back in 3 minutes' time. Sioux High falls to Boyd City 51-38 as the Blue Devils fall on boys basketball to 0-2 on the campaign. Ramblers off to a 2-0 start. We'll be back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Sioux High Gym, the Blue Devil boys basketball team falls to Boyd City. Final score 51-38. Ramblers knock off the Blue Devils here. Sioux High falls to 0-2 on the campaign. 0-1 in Straits Area Conference play after that loss last night to Rudyard in this non-league game. They are now 0-2. Boyd City 2-0. They beat St. Ignace earlier this week by 18 points, and they win this one here 51-38. Coach Fitzner will be coming up for his post-game interview here in our post-game show in a bit, but first, final stats. Boyd City led by Alex Calcaterra, 23 points, 13 from Jack Neer in the contest, 8 from Mason Wilcox. They had 3 from Gavin Hewitt, 2 from Scott Haley, 2 from Will Brown, to make that Aaron Bess in the game. Sioux High for this contest, Boyd City had 6 points first quarter, 24 in the second, and 10 in the third and 11 in the fourth quarter. Free throws, 4-6 in the first half. That's all they were from the free throw line. They did not go to the charity stripe in the second half of play, did the Ramblers. And they hit on 10 two-point field goals, 3 in the second half of play, and also 9 threes, 5 in the second half for Boyd City. Sioux High offensively, they were led by 9 points from Carter Oshelski, 8 from Dominic Haller, 7 from Emmett Fazzari here in this one, 4 from Jake Davey. They had 2 each from Max Scott, along with Nathan Kep, Riley Cox as well, Emmett Fazzari and Ryan LaPlante. Free throws, no free throws in the first half, 7-9 in the second half, and 9 threes, or make that 13 two-point field goals as well for the game. And Coach Fitzner comes up here, and well, we knew Boyd City was pretty solid, and they showed it here tonight. I thought your guys were coming back in the third quarter, made a little run. Dominic Haller had a good third quarter, but the Calcaterra kids started hitting threes again, and here comes Boyd City.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really solid team. You know, they put it on the floor and they got past us. We weren't good enough moving our feet, you know, so they got a lot of stuff right at the rim. And then, yeah, I mean, that team shoots it really well. The Calcaterra kids is a legit, you know, solid player. So, you know, I was disappointed the way we came out of the gates. You know, I don't think we were ready to play and really compete the way you need to against a high-level team like that. And, you know, we talked about that at halftime, and I did. I liked our fight in the second half. You know, I think we outplayed them a little bit in the second half, but it's kind of fool's gold a little bit at that yep. point because, you know, they're up by 20 at halftime. But we competed. I thought we got a little bit better in the second half. We got a lot of work to do. And, you know, I told them we got two good films now to watch. We figured out where we're deficient right now, and we'll work to clean that stuff up.
You know, we mentioned Dom Haller. I thought the Kep kid played well in the second half again. It was nice to see Joey Gravel start to get his varsity legs. When you brought him out there in the fourth again, Fitz, he's looked a little the usual unsure, you know, and those kind of – and he's a young sophomore. But it's you could see he started to assert himself, had a couple nice blocks. And I think there's a guy there that's going to be a good basketball player. He's this young.
He is, you know, and he's trying to figure it out. And he gets frustrated, you know, when you're, you know, you're kind of taking a little bit of a beating like they were giving us. So, yeah, but Joey's going to be a nice player. And really, you know, we got four bigs in there that all do a lot of positive things for us. And we're kind of looking for who wants to take the reins there to some degree. But Dom made some good plays. Nate's solid. You know, once we finally started playing under control and not just, you know, running in there and throwing stuff up at the basket, you know, we were much better. So, again, learn from that stuff. We got to drill it. We have to get better at playing versus pressure. And that's going to be a big key for us.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming up. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Coach's Corner. More in-depth tomorrow at Applebee's. And, of course, we'll be here next Thursday for your next game against Senignus, another league game coming up. And thanks, as always, for stopping by.
Appreciate it, Dave.
All right, that's Mike Fitzner, head coach of Sioux High Boys Basketball. We're given the stats there, and Fitz came up. 13 two-point field goals for the game for Sioux High. They had 9 in the second half as well. Of that basketball game, they connected on 1-3, 17 first quarter points, 6 in the second quarter, 13 in the third, and 14 in the final quarter of play for the Blue Devils here in this loss, 51-38 to the Boyne City Ramblers. Sioux High now is 0-2 on the season. Boyne City 2-0. They beat St. Ignace earlier this week as well. Reminder, Coach's Corner at Applebee's tomorrow morning in the I-75 Business Bird, Sioux, Michigan. Jordan, yours truly at 11:05 with the scores that matter. Coach Fitzner, Sioux High Boys basketball team, Mike Fitzner will stop by. Longtime Detroit sports broadcaster and a host of the Locked On Lions podcast and also the official Detroit Pistons podcast, The Diesel. Matt Derry, old pal from my Cleveland days. He's of course, Pepper Pike, Ohio's pride and joy. Matt Derry will join us tomorrow to talk all Detroit area sports, Lions, of course, Michigan, Michigan State. We get his take on that. A lot of good stuff from Matt coming up. And, of course, Coach Fitzner at Coach's Corner. This week in high school sports and much more on Coach's Corner from Applebee's, 11:05 a.m. till noon, 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Now, meanwhile, our next boys basketball game, Sioux High Blue Devil Boys will take on the St. Ignace Saints. We'll have that call Thursday as part of a doubleheader against the Saints. And the first game will be 5:30 with the tip-off show on Radio Sioux, 1230 WSOO, and the TuneIn app as well, along with 1230WSOO.com. And we'll be back to close up shop here in a moment. Sioux High falls to Boyne City back in 1 minute. As the Ramblers win this one, 51-38 over Sioux High on 1230 WSOO. Sports as Sioux High falls in boys basketball, 51-38 to the Boyne City Ramblers here tonight. And it is now time for our next game preview. And our next game preview right now is tomorrow. It will be Blue Devil girls basketball as Sioux High will take on the Muskegon Mona Shores Sailors. And tentatively, we'll have that call for you tomorrow. Listen to the Coach's Corner, and also we'll keep track of the Facebook page for 1230 WSOO. We'll let you know if that changed tomorrow with that impending storm coming up. But right now, as it stands, Sioux High girls basketball at Sheboygan taking on Muskegon Mona Shores in the tip-off show 1:45 with yours truly on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. And we'll let you know if that changes going into tomorrow for, of course, our schedule here on Radio Sioux. Now, of course, out-of-town scores for you. The Lakers lead Northern Michigan. Rather, other scores going on. That's up at the Able Arena. 5-2, Lakers lead Northern Michigan. Billy Crawford has that call over on today's Hits 99.5 SFM and college hockey action. High school hockey earlier today, Sioux High 4-1 over Big Rapids at the D3 Challenge in Gaylord. Blue Devils will take on Allen Park tomorrow at 2 o'clock as well. Blue Devil girls basketball falls by two at Rudyard as the Bulldogs win by two over the Blue Devils in the first win in quite a while for Rudyard girls basketball. Congrats to Carlos Molina and crew as Rudyard wins that by two over Sioux High. Blue Devils now 2-1 on the campaign in girls basketball. And those are all the scores that we have. Also coming up next is Detroit Red Wing hockey towards the bottom of the hour, 8:45 of the pregame, 9 o'clock drop of the puck from Colorado. Sioux High, or rather the Red Wings, will take on the Colorado Avalanche. So stay tuned for that here on Radio Sioux. Replays of Blue Devil broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. You have been listening to Sioux High Boys Basketball on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer, Tiffany Stratton, who did a tremendous job. Final scores, the JV game, Sioux High 39, Boyne City 29. Blue Devil JVs and boys basketball are 2-0. In the varsity game, the Sioux High boys fall. They are now 0-2 on the campaign. Boyne City is 2-0. Final score, the Boyne City Ramblers 51 and the Sioux High Blue Devils 38. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.